A coalition of groups concerned with juvenile justice says tough policies that send kids to adult courts and adult prisons actually increase crime. The American Youth Policy Forum bases that conclusion on a review of studies. These studies find success in approaches that focus on family intervention and counseling. NPR's Tovia Smith has a report.
Ever since juvenile crime peaked in the late 1980s and early 90s, a single mantra has spread across the nation, demanding adult time for adult crime. Today, every state has passed legislation allowing juvenile offenders to be tried and sentenced as adults, and in some cases, requiring it. But now a coalition of groups, including the National Crime Prevention Council, the National Urban League, and the Child Welfare League, says the Get Tough approach is actually exacerbating juvenile crime, while dozens of effective prevention and treatment programs around the nation are being ignored.
We really do know what to do now. That's the good news. The bad news is that almost everywhere we're not doing it.
Richard Mendel, author of the new report, says elected officials remain fixated on what he calls a counterproductive fad.
The kids who are transferred to adult court, on average, reoffend more quickly, more often, and more seriously than the kids who are treated within juvenile court. It's been found in New York and New Jersey. There's been studies in Minnesota. There's been other studies finding in Pennsylvania finding the same thing. And yet the political response has been to ignore that evidence and to do what sounds tough, regardless of whether it works.
Mendel points to teens like 17-year-old Thomas Turner from Memphis, Tennessee, who spent years bouncing in and out of different lockup facilities for everything from drug charges to trespassing and beating up his mother. Turner says doing time only made him angry and taught him new ways to do what landed him behind bars in the first place.
It didn't change me at all. You know, they don't help you. All they do is, like, you can't talk and you have to watch TV and you eat three times a day. I mean, I got a sense several times and I got out and I did the same thing, you know.
Turner says his life finally did change when he hooked up with a home-based family therapy program called Youth Villages. Researchers suggest that juveniles who go through such counseling programs are far less likely to reoffend than those who are locked up. But conservative groups call the research misleading. David Mulhausen, research associate at the Heritage Foundation, says counseling and prevention programs may be appropriate for some troubled teens, but he says violent offenders must be treated as adults.
At some point, you have to draw a line. Should you have a rapist or an attempted murder in the juvenile justice system? No, I don't think so. I think we should have youth who are offending youthful crimes, not adult crimes, in the juvenile justice system. We need to keep society's safety first.
Mulhausen suggests that the current decline in juvenile crime is a result of more states treating juveniles as adults. But other experts deny such a link, pointing to states like Florida, where more teens are tried as adults than any other state, but juvenile crime rates remain among the nation's highest. Harry Shorstein is a Florida state prosecutor.
I think what we've done in Florida has not been effective. I think Florida has really joined in that knee-jerk reaction of just getting tough without adequate programs in place to deal with the juveniles. The answer is not to get tough, it's to get smart.
For Shorstein, that's meant trying young offenders as adults while continuing to treat them as juveniles. He says all kids sentenced to adult time under his jurisdiction are kept in separate kids-only facilities away from older, hardened criminals. They're also offered everything from schooling to mentors, job training, alcohol and drug treatment, and Planned Parenthood. Shorstein's office has the highest rate of kids incarcerated as adults, but he also boasts a juvenile crime rate that he says has fallen further and faster than anywhere else in Florida. Tovia Smith, NPR News.